The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, hello everybody, and it's Amanda Richard here for another episode of the Music Room, and tonight we are joined by two members of the cast and one of the assistant directors from the UD Opera Theater production of Werther, which is coming up this weekend. Kara, why don't you introduce yourself and then tell the folks when they can come and see this amazing performance.
Yeah, sure. My name's Kara. I'm a senior vocal performance major here at University of Delaware. I'm assistant directing the show, which has been a ball and something new. So you can come see the show this Friday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock. There's two different casts. You definitely want to catch both if you can. And it's at the Thompson Theater in the CFA. And, yeah, come get your tickets. It'll be great.
Cameron, you get to sing the part of Werther.
I do.
On Friday night?
Yes, that is correct. Friday night.
So introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself and...
My name is Cameron Ganavati. I am playing the role of Werther this Friday night at 8 p.m. in Thompson Theater. And I am a senior vocal performance major, and this is one of my last roles with the UD Opera Theater, and it's a little bittersweet, to say the least.
Do you know where you're going yet next year?
I do. I'll be starting my master's degree at Eastman School of Music for a master's in vocal performance and literature.
Very cool. And we also have with us Caitlin Tierney, who's going to be singing the part of your love interest on Friday night.
Yeah, that's right. my name's Caitlin Tierney. I am a second-year master's student at the University of Delaware, and I have the pleasure of getting to sing with Cameron on Friday at 8, and, some pretty hot and heavy scenes.
Oh, Kara, you weren't there last night, but... You should have seen Cameron and Caitlin practicing the last scene. I better not reveal what happens.
The tragedy.
Well, guys, tell us a little bit about this opera.
The opera is based off of Wolfgang von Goethe. I believe that's how you pronounce it. The Sorrows of Young Werther. And it's actually a quasi-autobiography of Goethe. And it chronicles the... very brief 6 months of a 24-year-old male who falls in love with a woman who is to be married to one of the characters in the opera, Albert, and he becomes very distraught when he learns that he cannot pursue Charlotte because she's betrothed to Albert, basically, and he goes off the deep end, to say the least.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Well, Caitlin, your character, Charlotte, is, it's got they pull up, Massenet, and his librettist pulled out all the stops. I mean, her mother's dead. She has to take care of her seven brothers and sisters. And
yeah, she's got a pretty sad backstory going on. But I think she's someone who cares deeply about her family, which is, I think, one of the reasons that she does decline their tears. Mm-hmm. Very ardent sort of pursuance. But, she's a very loving and passionate character. And, It's been a lot of fun to play her.
Kara's the director. Do you ever feel you have to suppress the urge to say, Werther, get a grip?
Yeah, definitely. In the beginning stages, when you don't really get the full effect from what's going on, when you're going scene from scene, kind of watch Werther and you're like, dude, what are you doing? Take a chill pill. It's not a big deal. You'll find someone else.
I agree.
It'll be fine. But if, now that we're in the later stages and I've seen the whole thing probably four or five times from front to back, you do feel for Werther. There's definitely some relation that you have to the character for sure when you watch it.
Maybe it's maybe sometimes it can feel a little bit maybe of a hyperbole of what that emotion should be. But I think too, as especially if you're playing the role or if you're a character in the opera, you have to kind of let go of that sort of skepticism and disbelief if you want to bring any honesty to the role.
It's definitely been one of the challenges of this role for, I think, all of us involved in the production is how melodramatic it can be at times and really buying into it and selling it to the audience.
It's very overwrought at times, yeah. That's romanticism.
Well, that's a good point. This is from the Romantic period, you know, in American literature. In English literature, it was, you know, the age of George Byron, George Lord Byron, and, you know, and that kind of thing when Goethe wrote his epistolary novel. Is that how you say it? Novel made of letters?
Yeah.
That became sort of the backstory for this opera. And, you know, Werther, did I say that correctly?
You did. Oh, yes. Well done, sir.
Wow. So you can take Mando Richard out of the Grand Ole Opry and take him to the opera after all.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got some beautiful, beautiful arias you're singing. I mean, that's really the gist of this, is this Werther's romantic feeling coming out.
Yeah, and Massenet does a great job of throwing in some really beautiful melodies and harmonies, and just the way he marries the music with the text is unbelievable.
I think the first track we've picked out is one I recorded last night at your rehearsal, in which, oh man, let's just go through the basic plot to get us here.
Sure. You know?
Albert's not around. Charlotte is going to be allowed to go to the ball because she's been so dutiful, taking care of her seven brothers and sisters. And there's this guy, Werther. Oh, he's stag. He's safe. He'll take her to the ball.
Very safe, yeah.
Or so they think.
Yeah. And they go to the ball, and then they come back.
Oh.
Werther, and Charlotte have come back from the ball. And Kara, how do they feel about each other now?
They both love each other. Just get together. Goodness.
I know.
It's the magic of opera.
I almost yelled out at last night's rehearsal, get a room! No,
that would be completely appropriate, to be honest.
I did not do that. But it's you know, Werther and Charlotte come back from the ball, and they're just... Charlotte, you know that you're engaged to somebody else, but you're just swept away, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think, too, it's, I guess, absence does not make the heart grow fonder in this instance. It's a bad joke, but... I think, too, she's must have experienced, like, very little sort of, like, happiness of any kind, unless, I mean, her mother's recently passed away. She's a surrogate mother to all of her siblings, and, you know... here comes, like, Werther, and just has this very, like, passionate sort of response, and I don't think she's ever experienced that kind of emotion, and mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to get swept up.
I mean, from your very first aria, Werther, see, I'm not even calling Cameron by his name. I mean, you're admiring some of the virtues in Charlotte before you've even met her.
Exactly.
I mean, the interaction with the innocent children. And
yeah. I can't help it if I'm a babe, though.
I know. I know. You know, when I see a girl I want, I got to go for it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Cam's been like that for a long time.
It's real life.
Yeah, it's real life.
But Werther is a poet, so he, you know, he just soaks everything up. Any kind of emotion is just, that's just who he is as a person, you know.
We've just got to catch a little more of the two lovebirds after the ball, but something bad happens at the end of this duet from Act One of Werther. Charlotte, you little heartbreaker, you.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, Werther.
I mean, just even in the rehearsal to have Charlotte's dad come out and call out to her, Albert is back! And, you know, the, Albert, who's that? Says Werther. And Charlotte tells him,
that, unfortunately, I am an engaged woman.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
Yep.
But I think, too, it's, again, one of those things you're just, like, so swept away, maybe the chemistry that we have together, that, like, for once you don't think of all the obligations you have to your family. So I think she's just as much, like, kind of, like, broken out of this spell. And I think it's very heartbreaking for her. as well.
Mm-hmm. Though you do, your character does tell Werther, well, look, you know, it's like this. I promised my mom on her deathbed.
Yeah.
That I'd marry Albert.
That's a pretty big promise.
That is.
Yeah.
That's a huge promise.
Yeah.
But it leads to some. We're not gonna play them on today's show. But if you go out to hear the opera on Friday night, Friday the 13th,
Friday the 13th,
at 8 o'clock, and Sunday at
3 o'clock,
You'll get to hear some of the absolute romantic and lovely arias that Werther gets to sing because Charlotte has broken his heart.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite arias actually is in Act 3. It's the most popular aria in the opera, and it's Pourquoi me réveiller? And this is the part when they finally meet back together after like 6 months of being separated, and he reads to her this poem, and she just becomes so enamored once again by him. And there's a really, really remarkable scene that follows after that you'll just have to see for yourself, because it really opens up a lot of new emotions for Charlotte and Werther, I think, both of which.
It's actually super interesting because you have such like a wide range of emotions, but they all are like on the same spectrum. So like when you go from your Act 2 aria where you sing that really fast and like super empowered aria, and then you go to Act 3 and you're slower, and you just like, you do express so many emotions, they just all happen to be depressing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a challenging role for me to play as a 22-year-old because I can't say I feel a lot of the emotions that he's feeling. It's been hard to tap into that, but you really have to sit down with the libretto and read through it a couple times and really think about like, what is he going through, or you know, whatever character I'm playing at the time.
How can you relate to your own life too?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's a very good point, because this is not just people standing up there singing. They're up there acting, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What kinds of things do you have to tell them, oh, Madam Assistant Director?
Yeah, well, this production specifically, there was a lot of really specific things that Dr. Smith actually really wanted. And there was some struggles in there, but we actually pretty much pulled through, and everything that you guys are doing has been pretty successful. But just even, like, make sure you're on this side of the stage, make sure you're stepping forward, and then making sure everything's staying alive, because a lot of it is a very similar emotion mm-hmm. to what it is
yep.
previous. You don't want to be doing the same thing the whole time. You want to be switching it up and changing things and making sure that there's varying stuff happening, just like there is in the music.
You mentioned Dr. Smith. The whole production is directed by the University of Delaware's yeah. own D. Blake Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the orchestra is conducted by the University of Delaware's own Professor Jim Anderson. And I just think it's so cool to see so many different people from the music department all pulling together in this production. I mean, I recognized people from the chamber music program down there in the pit, you know, that said hello. One of your singers chose to go down in the pit and play viola. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just so cool to see everybody in the department, all the students pulling together like that.
Well, I think that's one of the best things about opera. It's such a collaboration. So, I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of ideas about opera that it's elitist or, like, inaccessible. But you're really kidding yourself if you think there's not something for you yeah. in opera. I mean, it's really any form of art can be found and is found in opera. And I think that that's what makes it so special.
Well, in this particular opera, some of the arias that Charlotte and her sister Sophie and Werther sing are just chock full of different emotion. And that, to me, is what makes successful music.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, shall we continue on with the story?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Keep going on this journey.
Yeah, well, so we move on to Act Two, and 3 months have gone by, and everybody's sort of hanging out at the church. Including, who's going in?
Charlotte and Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Newly married.
Mm-hmm.
for Tara. Just get over it. Not a big deal.
I wish I could. I really do, but
there's other fish in the sea.
I don't blame someone if they can't get over me. I know. I understand. I really do.
Just so perfect.
It is what it is. You know? Sorry.
I mean, 3 months later, Vertera, and you're still.
Yeah, still just as enamored with her as I was when I met her for literally 10 minutes 3 months ago.
Her.
Yeah, exactly.
We had a magical night.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not like you have an iPhone to look at her picture.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Yeah, technology wasn't there in the romantic 18th and early 19th century.
Yeah.
But as you and Albert were going into the church, Charlotte, really Caitlin, you guys had an interesting kind of discussion in which he asked you direct questions and you sort of hedged.
Yeah, I think, she is, I think, trying to be content in her marriage. But he essentially, he is just beautifully singing all these wonderful things to her, and he asks her, do you have any regrets? And she more like, what could I possibly regret, which is not really a direct answer. So I think there's a definite sort of disparity between how happy Albert is in this marriage and how happy Charlotte is
in Act 3. I haven't seen the performance of it yet, but what I understand is you spend an awful lot of time with his letters.
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. And I think maybe this is related to the fact that she really hasn't experienced the kind of passion that maybe she had with Vertere, and so it was easier for her to say, look, I'm already promised to someone. But as the months go by and she's receiving these passion-filled letters from Vertere, I think she's coming to the realization of how much feeling she actually did have for him, and what a mistake it was to maybe go through with a marriage to another man. So it's kind of a bummer for Charlotte at the beginning of Act 3.
And don't worry, I mean, I show up to just throw your world once again into turmoil, so...
Let's just for a moment again remind people they can go see this wonderful Université Delaware Opera Theater production of Werther by Jules Massenet on Friday the 13th at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Or Sunday the 15th at 3 p.m. In the Thompson Theater.
In the Center for the Arts.
Yep. Over there on Amstel Avenue, and I really think you should go. Now, a couple of other things are just business items. I mean, we have been hearing Caitlin singing the part of Charlotte, and the recording I got last night was not of Cameron, but of Raven Middlebrooks doing the part of Werther. And there are a lot of really good parts. We heard, who did you hear? Brian Fenderson singing the part of Albert with you there. But there are a lot of other parts, and one of the ones that a lot of people like is Sophie.
Yes, and Sophie is Charlotte's younger sister.
And I think we have, as the last selection we've picked out, Jasmine Salaberrios singing one of Sophie's famous arias from Act 2.
It's called Du Gai Soleil.
Thank you.
Bien.
I should have said merci beaucoup.
Bien sûr.
Tell us a little about Sophie.
Sophie is Charlotte's younger sister, and I think she's a little less touched by, I think, the tragedy of their mother passing than Charlotte is, and doesn't exactly have the same responsibilities that Charlotte has. So I think she is genuinely a much more optimistic and cheerful character, and I think in the course of the opera, it's just the juxtaposition of that kind of happiness and gaiety, and there's a lot of singing with the children, even throughout the end of the opera, that kind of works as like a backsplash to this incredibly tragic story. And I think it makes it even more poignant to have that sort of happiness behind this very emotional sort of turmoil that these two characters are going through.
Yeah.
Well, Caitlin Tierney and Cameron Ganavati, right?
Yeah. That's it.
And Cara Farrell, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to hear in this aria that Sophie sings, as performed by Jasmine Salaberrios, that she's so young and innocent. She comes up with a bunch of flowers, first to Albert, and then to Werther.
I think she's got a little crush going on you.
Yes, she does. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, well, yeah. Too bad you won't get eyes for Big Sister, right?
I know.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.